Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you doing? My name is Wilbert. I'm with Opinion Research. How are you?
Hello.
Yes, hi. We're actually conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Would you be, like, kind enough to help us out?
Help you guys out with, like, what?
With
my opinion or money?
Yeah, with the opinions, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. Please hold 1 second. We're going to go ahead and do this. Now, are you, like, registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Thank you. And generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
Half and half.
Okay. So what is the most important issue facing Ector County for you? Is there, like, education issues, crime and drugs, health and care, immigration, quality of life in general?
So I think education, drugs, and then the roads. They're very, really, you know, they're pretty bad. And a lot of accidents, like, happen every day.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's true. Now, how would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Would you say that's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Actually, it's good.
Good, right? Okay. And 5 years from now, how do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off? Is it, like, worse off or about the same as today? So there's better, worse, or about the same?
Well, if we have a different president, it'll be better.
Okay. Great. And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Are you, like, very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not really concerned.
Not really concerned, right. And I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that can contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor, okay? So the first would be for offering job opportunities in your field. Would you rate that as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
And how about public safety and low crime? Is that poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Poor.
And how about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth? Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
And how about public transportation? Do you see that poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Poor.
And what about effective leadership from elected officials? Poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Poor.
And the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature. Do you see that excellent,
poor,
good, fair, or poor, right?
Poor.
And having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment. Do you see that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Quality of public schools, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Availability of affordable housing. Poor, fair, good, or
poor,
right?
Very poor.
And being able to get from place to place with little traffic, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's bad. Like, yeah.
Poor, right?
Yeah,
okay. Poor. And natural beauty and physical setting, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor. Really poor.
Thank you. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. Do you see that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museum, and music. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Availability of quality health care. Is that poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Poor.
Thank you very much. We are at 42% and almost done. Thank you for your patience. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Do you think that would be racial and ethnic minorities? Is that a good place for them? Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
And how about for families with children? Would that be excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
And how about for people like you? Poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
And immigrants from other countries?
Fair.
How about retirees?
Poor.
And for people living below the poverty line?
Poor.
How about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Actually, it's good.
Good, right. And what about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Good.
Thank you. And young single people, how would you rate that?
Good.
Good, right?
Yes.
Thank you. We are at 60% and almost done, okay? So how would you rate the overall quality of life in Nectar County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Nectar County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I hope it improves.
Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Nectar County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Very familiar.
And how confident are you in the vision plans and leadership for economic development in Nectar County? Very confident, somewhat, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Very confident.
Thank you. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live at work. How familiar are you with the visions and plans for community development in Nectar County? Very familiar, somewhat, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Fair.
Very familiar?
No, like not somewhat.
Oh, somewhat, fair. Somewhat, okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, let me fix that then somewhat. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Nectar County? Somewhat confident, very confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Thank you. How likely are you, an immediate family member, to move from Nectar County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not likely at all?
Not likely
at all. We're almost done. We're at 80%. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household, okay? So what is the highest level of education you've completed? That's high school or less, some college graduate, or graduate degree?
A graduate degree.
Thank you. Next is, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I don't consider myself nothing,
other, right?
Well, okay. You know what?
Go ahead.
Republican,
right? Okay, yeah. What is your age? I have here 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 or plus?
35 to 49.
Yeah, you sound way young. And do you have a school age child living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. And which of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
Hispanic, Latino.
Thank you very much. Now, is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to like gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Thank you. And in annual household income, is 25,000, 25 to 39, 40 to 74,000, or 75 plus?
75 plus.
Okay, last questions. Are you currently employed, full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently not employed?
Full-time.
Full-time, right? And do you consider, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Female.
Female, thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and be blessed. Thank you, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.